One Christmas, a farmer decided to go to church. He was one of those Christmas and Easter members. The sermon that day came from Isaiah chapter 1. An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Isaiah is saying that a man is actually dumber than the animals for forgetting and not giving thanks to God. After church, the farmer returned home and stood among his cows. One of them began to lick his hand, a practical demonstration of the sermon he had just heard. Strong man though he was, the farmer began to weep as he thought, God did much more for me, and yet I've never thanked him. My cow is far more grateful than I am. What do I ever give her other than grass, shelter, and water? 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. I've had several dogs in my life that have been a vivid example of what this farmer experienced. The grateful pressing of their muzzle into my hand, the gentle lick that a dog gives, showing affection, respect, and gratitude. The lingering at the feet of a master who has really only provided a little food, shelter, and an occasional scratch behind the ears. I saw a video the other day of a golden retriever going absolutely crazy at the return of its master. The owner was a soldier and had been deployed for some time. And when the master returned home, the dog came unglued with joy at the reunion. How about you? Is the best you can offer a quick thanks? Considering all that your loving God has provided, his daily protections and blessings, including an eternity in heaven through Jesus, maybe it's about time to do your best golden retriever imitation. It's okay to go a little nuts as we show our Heavenly Father the honor and affection he so greatly deserves.